this dreadful coffin-side brawl, known only to those few who attended Ariana Dumbledore's funeral, raises several questions. Why exactly did Aberforth Dumbledore blame Albus for his sister's death? Was it, as Batty pretends, a mere effusion of grief? Or could there have been some more concrete reason for his fury? Grindelwald, expelled from Durmstrang for near-fatal attacks upon fellow students, fled the country hours after the girl's death, and Albus, out of shame or fear, never saw him again, not until forced to do so by the pleas of the wizarding world. Neither Dumbledore nor Grindelwald ever seems to have referred to this brief boyhood friendship in later life. However, there can be no doubt that Dumbledore delayed, for some 5 years of turmoil, fatalities and disappearances, his attack upon Gellert Grindelwald. Was it lingering affection for the man, or fear of exposure as his once best friend, that caused Dumbledore to hesitate? Was it only reluctantly that Dumbledore set out to capture the man he was once so delighted he had met? And how did the mysterious Ariana die? Was she the inadvertent victim of some dark rite? Did she stumble across something she ought not to have done, as the two young men sat practicing for their attempt at glory and domination? Is it possible that Ariana Dumbledore was the first person to die for the greater good? The chapter ended here, and Harry looked up. Hermione had reached the bottom of the page before him. She tugged the book out of Harry's hands, looking a little alarmed by his expression, and closed it without looking at it, as though hiding something indecent. Harry? But he shook his head. Some inner certainty had crashed down inside him. It was exactly as he had felt after Ron left. He had trusted Dumbledore, believed him the embodiment of goodness and wisdom. All was ashes. How much more could he lose? Ron? Dumbledore? The Phoenix Wand? Harry? She seemed to have heard his thoughts. Listen to me. It doesn't make very nice reading.
Yeah, you could say that.
But don't forget, Harry, this is Rita Skeeter writing. You did read that letter to Grindelwald, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
She hesitated, looking upset, cradling her tea in her cold hands.
I think that's the worst bit. I know Batilda thought it was all just talk, but for the greater good became Grindelwald's slogan, his justification for all the atrocities he committed later, and from that, it looks like Dumbledore gave him the idea. They say for the greater good was even carved over the entrance to Nurmengard.
What's Nurmengard?
The prison Grindelwald had built to hold his opponents. He ended up in there himself once Dumbledore had caught him. Anyway, it's an awful thought that Dumbledore's ideas helped Grindelwald rise to power. But on the other hand, even Rita can't pretend that they knew each other for more than a few months one summer when they were both really young. And
I thought you'd say that, said Harry. He did not want to let his anger spill out at her, but it was hard to keep his voice steady. I thought you'd say they were young. They were the same age as we are now. And here we are, risking our lives to fight the Dark Arts, and there he was, in a huddle with his new best friend, plotting their rise to power over the Muggles.